You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Tonight's video is about a San Diego hiker who takes a vacation to Northern California to the Redwood National Park for a getaway. And while he is on one of the beautiful and scenic trails, he encounters this. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. The Redwood National Park is a string of protected forests, beaches, and grasslands along the Northern California's coast. Full of campgrounds, souvenir shops, to hiking trails, and much more. It is one of the most beautiful and sought-out parks to visit in the United States. And luckily, I happen to live in Southern California, so it was nothing but an all-day drive for me to reach this destination. I am an avid hiker, and I've been to the Sequoias, and I've been to Yosemite, and also a lot of other parks down in Southern California as well. But there is just something about the Redwood National Park that piques my interest more than most of the others. For the simple fact, it borders over by the beach, and it also has the great redwood giant trees that most people favor, and that's why most people go to that park in the first place, including myself. In 2018, I took a solo trip out there, as my best friend could not get the time off of work. I had this planned out 4 months in advance, and I had taken a week off of work for this trip. The drive to and from would have been much more enjoyable if I had company along the ride. But unfortunately, things don't always go as planned. Once I had arrived at my destination, I checked in at the main entrance and navigated with a map that they had provided me to the camping location that I had reserved. I parked my vehicle, emptied everything out, and set up camp for the night. The first night was fairly simple. All I did was set up my tent, my food, and all the other necessities that were laid out on the picnic table. Pretty much, I just set up camp, ate dinner, and called it a night after I spent a couple of hours around the campfire. I was pretty car-lagged, if that's even a word, but being on the road for that many hours, it really took its toll on me, especially when I didn't have anyone to switch off with. On the second day, all I did was make myself a little breakfast and some coffee over the fire. I introduced myself to a couple of my neighboring campers, and the day was pretty much peaceful and absolutely normal. The crazy thing is what happened on that second night, and this is something that I have no reason to lie about, because what I saw and heard that night will forever haunt me in my dreams. I had decided, since I was fully rested up from my long drive from Southern California, that I wanted to go on a slightly moderate hike for the day. I had a late start, as I was doing other activities throughout the afternoon. I ended up choosing to go hiking on a moderate trail called the Tall Trees Grove Loop. It was about 3.5, maybe 4 miles at the most, and it's a trail that I have never been to before, as this was my third time being at this national park, but my first time being here alone. I had my bare necessities. I had all the hiking gear with me. Hiking boots, pants, flannel shirt, a hat for the sun, water bottle, and a walking stick, and of course I carried a Bowie knife with me, just in case, along with my cell phone, even though it's almost impossible to get reception, but I never leave home without it. I also carried a flashlight with me because of my late start. I knew that probably by the time that I made it back, it was going to be pitch black out. According to my app, this hike would only take me about 2 hours at most to complete the loop. So I decided that no matter what time that I started this, it wouldn't take that long for me to get back to my campsite. While I was on this trail, I came across several others, including a couple of families that were hiking just a casual walk, waving to them and saying hello as they walked by heading out as I was heading in. Throughout my whole hike, I noticed that I was the only one that was trailing in on this, as everybody else was on their way out completing their hike. By this time, it was already 8 p.m. and I was about halfway through this trail. The sun had already set, and I was face-palming myself, why didn't I start this trail just an hour earlier? Originally, I thought it was going to be dark when I was heading back, but it was already getting dark by the time that I reached the Redwood Creek. And that is when I started hearing the weird noises. As I was attempting to make the loop along the edge of the Redwood Creek, I started hearing these banging noises echoing amongst the trees. At first, I thought it was other people, but I realized then that I haven't seen another human being in quite some time. There was a very high possibility that I was the last person that was on this trail. The sounds that I heard echoing sounded like boulders or rocks being thrown about. You could hear things being moved through the trees, breaking branches, and hitting against other trees, and also thumping noises that sounded like they were on the ground. If I was to take a wild guess, I would say somebody was throwing rocks around trying to tease me, or trying to spook me. Honestly, it was dark, so I was getting pretty spooked at this point. I stopped on the trail and kind of just looked around with my flashlight, trying to see what direction that these noises were actually coming from. Now, I may be spooked, but at that time, I was a 27-year-old man, and I did not really get... and I wasn't going to be scared off simply that easily by some random noises. When I heard some noises again, these ones didn't quite sound like throwing noises, but it sounded like something was moving through the brush up ahead towards the water. So I wanted to do a little investigating. I know, stupid me. As I was getting closer towards the waterline, that is when I saw something that I never thought possible ever existed. There was this large black mass silhouette of a human, but much too large to be the average height male. If I had to take a guess, it was at least 6.5 feet tall.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It wasn't looking at me, it was facing the direction of the water. Luckily, by my location on the trail and where I saw this thing, there was a few trees and some brush separating its view from each other, but I was able to see most of it from my current location where I was standing. I stood there in total shock, turning off my flashlight and just trying to get my eyes to adjust to the darkness so that this thing could not see me behind it. I was in awe by what I saw. I was staring at a real Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call this thing. It was right there, standing by the water. I couldn't believe my eyes. This thing was looking down at the water, and then it started to look around. That's when I slowly started back walking on the trail away from this thing in the direction from where I came. Maybe, just maybe, this thing knew that I was there that whole time, and that he had been throwing these rocks at me to warn me to back off. Animals are territorial, and why cannot this cryptid Bigfoot? I wasn't thinking about that at the time. I was just thinking about my safety and getting as far away from this thing as possible. Being the only person on this trail made it to where there was going to be no other witnesses, but also no other help if this thing was to notice me, follow me, or even attack me. I kept walking backwards, periodically looking behind me to make sure that I didn't misstep or fall down or get off course. Doing this in the dark was not the safest idea, but it was at the same time, if that makes any sense. It was a double-edged sword. Sure, I could fall over and make noise, or I could turn my flashlight on and have this thing see me. Either way, I'm screwed. Eventually, I had to turn around. I could only walk backwards in the dark for so long before something bad happens. I had turned around. I turned on my flashlight and covered it with my other hand by the palm so that it wouldn't glow too bright, but just enough so I could see at least a couple of feet in front of me to at least know that I was still on course. I don't know how much time had passed. I was still making my way back towards the exit. When suddenly, I saw this huge rock fly past my right shoulder in front of me, landing on a hard thud on the dirt in front of me. Then, I heard this echoing roar somewhere behind me. It sounded far off, but the fact that I still heard it just let me know that this thing was not that far off. I got chills down my spine and I broke out into a full-on sprint. As I started running, I saw more rocks being thrown at me. One, a smaller rock, thank God, hit my left shoulder. I ached in pain and almost lost my balance, but I kept going. I heard the heavy footprints of this so-called Bigfoot chasing after me. Now I'm 6 foot myself, so I could give this thing a run for its money. But I was still a good half a mile away from the exit. Could this thing outrun me and catch up to me and kill me before I even make it to the exit? Was circling through my mind the entire time that I was running. Now my shoulder was hurting, and this thing would periodically keep throwing rocks at me. My heart was beating so fast it felt like it was going to break through my chest. It was beginning to be hard to breathe, as it felt like needles were poking through my throat every time I took a breath. Thank God for adrenaline when your life is at risk. I don't think I would have lasted going at this full sprint for that long without stopping. Now, I'm not in bad shape, but that's a long time to run full sprint. My eyes were watering. Whether it was due to the fact of adrenaline and fear or mixed with crying, I don't know. Maybe both. It was the most terrifying experience I had ever faced. By the luck of God, I made it to the exit without another rock hitting me or this beast actually catching up to me and killing me and ripping me to shreds. By the time I passed the exit, I had turned around, and I saw nothing behind me. The sounds had stopped momentarily before I reached the exit. The heavy footsteps that I had heard earlier had quickly stopped before I reached the exit. It's almost like this thing had given up knowing that I had made it to civilization where the other campers were also located at. I almost collapsed when I passed that exit, but not without checking behind me. When I finally made it back to the campgrounds, I didn't see anybody else that was close by, aside from some people that were around their fire pit singing songs with an acoustic guitar, paying me no mind. It took me a few minutes to settle down, get my heart rate back to normal and my breathing back to normal before I made my way back to my campsite. I was scared out of my wits, not only for the fact that I had just encountered this Bigfoot on this trail, but for the fact that nobody else was here to witness it that could actually assist me if I needed some help. Thank God I didn't. There was no way in hell that I was going to be staying here another night. I had reserved it for 3 more nights, which originally was going to give me a couple of extra days to relax at home before I went back to work. But it looks like this trip was going to be over much sooner. I got back to my campsite, packed everything up with incredible timing, got the hell out of there, didn't even check out with the park rangers to explain to them what had happened. I was in total shock. My mind was all over the place. I ended up checking in at a Motel 6 somewhere in town, where I attempted to sleep for the night. The following morning, I made my journey back to San Diego, and that was that. And unfortunately, due to this crazy, unbelievable experience that I had on this trail at the Redwood National Park, I have never been back there since. I am still a hiker and I still go to national parks and places locally in San Diego, but I refuse to ever go back there. I don't care who wants to come with me. I refuse to ever go back to the Redwood National Park ever again.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.